Okay, I have my technical difficulties repaired, and now I can introduce Melissa French with the TA Ranch. Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
And sorry for the delay and everything. Sometimes the computer just runs the show here. So
that's
and
cool.
Today that was the case definitely today. Melissa's here because you know there's so many different activities going on. This is one of the coolest weekends of the year here in Buffalo and Johnson County, and we've got the 3-2-1 sale here in Buffalo. The parade, the lighted parade at night, and but the TA Ranch is kind of involved with all the activities as well. Melissa, tell our listeners what's happening at the TA Ranch.
Okay, so this weekend on Saturday and every Saturday until the 23rd of December, we're running a British Christmas high tea. So you can come down to the ranch. We've got a really great spread for you. We've got finger sandwiches, homemade cakes, homemade Christmas pudding, mince pies, homemade scones. And we've also got a selection of special Christmas drinks for you. So you can get all dressed up in your finest clothes and you can come and enjoy a really good afternoon at the TA.
Now, you know, fine clothes in cowboy country sometimes is jeans and boots.
That's fine. You can just wear your smartest jeans and boots.
I mean, I moved from the Midwest to come out to Wyoming with the idea that I could wear jeans every day. And I've pretty much done that since I've been out here for 16 years.
Yeah, me too.
So, Melissa, I know that people have picked up on your accent. You've done some of the commercials for the TA Ranch for most of this year. And you got to tell our listeners where you're from.
So I'm from Britain. I used to be an officer in the British Army. I was in for 7 years, and I was in the Royal Signals. So we used to do all the ICT and communications. Well, I say that I actually didn't do it because I don't have a clue about technology. But I used to tell the soldiers what to do, and they would do it.
Okay, so they have to know. They had to know the technology. You didn't. You just gave the orders.
Yeah, they get trained for years and years on it. I just tell them what to do.
Okay, all right. So why the British Army? What enticed you then as a young person?
I just think I kind of wanted a challenge, and it looked like a really good career structure. And the thing that I liked about it was that once you finish your service, it opens a lot of doors for you. Like, I don't think I would be here now if I hadn't done that time in the Army, and it made me the person that I am.
Okay. Now, and you were here as a part of the British Army. Your first visit here to United States, right?
That was my third visit, yeah. We came to Washington, D.C. on a soccer tour. So I spent 2 weeks in D.C. playing football, or soccer, as you guys call it.
Okay. Well, I coached high school soccer for years, and so it's a great sport.
Yeah, it's great.
Whether you call it soccer, football, it's still a great sport. It's a great sport, so.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it was really humid. So, yeah, because D.C. is notoriously humid. So it was, it was pretty,
Okay. So now you're in Buffalo, in Johnson County, and this is your second visit because you were here earlier this year.
Yeah, I was here for 3 months in the summer, and I loved it so much, I decided that I wanted to come back and work.
Okay. So you came back to the TA Ranch?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your duties at the TA Ranch now?
I do a bit of everything. So my main role is a ranch hand. So I work the ranch, work with the cows, the machinery, the equipment. But I also help Kirsten out with the guest ranch side of life. So the afternoon tea was actually my idea.
Okay.
Because I have quite a good background in event planning.
Okay. All right. So high tea. I mean, that's definitely a British term, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So
what's the history behind it? A high tea.
Oh, so in Britain, in years gone by, people would have about 5 meals a day, and they wouldn't eat dinner until quite late in the evening. So around sort of 4 or 5 o'clock, they would have afternoon tea, and they would have the sandwiches and the cakes and the drinks, and then they probably wouldn't eat until about 8 or 9 o'clock. So if you've ever watched Downton Abbey, which I'm sure you all have, they don't eat till fairly late.
Okay. Now, is that a practice that's still here in Britain today, or is that, days gone by?
It's more of a special occasion. So whenever I'm home, me and my friends will go out for an afternoon tea somewhere really nice. So it's seen as a special occasion and a bit of a treat.
Now, the tea that you're going to serve with the high tea, is it special teas? Is it a British tea?
Yeah, we've got some genuine British tea that I brought over with me.
Okay.
When I came back, and we've got a selection of other teas. So we have some herbal teas, some mint teas, breakfast teas. So we have a really good selection of teas.
Okay. Well, I know Kirsten's always looking for some unique opportunities to for her restaurant down there at the TA Ranch. So she probably just jumped on right on this when you suggested it, right?
Yeah, she did, yeah. And I'm going to have to give her a plug. And she's a really great cook. She is one of the best cook chefs I've ever
met. It is one of the best restaurants in the area. That's I can attest to that.
Absolutely is.
And it's really not that far away. As a matter of fact, you tell our listeners, because you've got, if they don't want to drive that short distance down to the Tia Ranch, they can get there another way.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're trialing running a shuttle. So we are going to be picking up and dropping off from the bandstand, so just behind Crazy Woman Square.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try that with our ranch vehicles. And if that takes off, then we're going to look at getting a proper bus company to do shuttles. So if you're interested in getting the shuttle, for the afternoon tea, we're going to pick up at 2:30 at Crazy Woman Square. And then we can really drop back to Crazy Square kind of on demand. Whenever people want to. And we're also going to run that for the evening service too. So for the evening service, we'll pick up at Crazy Woman Square at 5 p.m. and again at 6 p.m. And as I said before, we can drop back into town kind of whenever people want to go back. So we
But the first one's at 2:30 then.
Yeah, 2:30, and we'll get you there for the start of afternoon tea. And then we can get you back into Buffalo this Saturday for around 5 o'clock, so you won't miss the Christmas parade.
Okay, yeah. If I took that, I'd have to be back because I have to broadcast the thing. So I don't know. But it sounds like a great idea. I mean, it's this is not just this weekend. It's a few other weeks.
Every Saturday until Christmas.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with a shuttle every Saturday, and then if it takes off, we'll also do it Thursdays and Friday nights, because the restaurant is open from 5 till 8 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. And any special menu items besides the tea?
Yeah, we've got a few of my British classics. So we make a really good venison cottage pie. So it's like a British cottage pie, but with venison instead of beef. And then we've got some really great desserts. We've got a homemade chocolate mousse cake. And we've got a British apple crumble with homemade custard.
Oh, that sounds great. I hate talking about food on the air, because then I get really hungry. Okay, so I'm gonna have to stop, get a donut or something like that on the way to my meeting at 10 o'clock. So let's back to Melissa. What part of Britain did you grow up in?
I come from Somerset, so it's about an hour's drive to Stonehenge. And an hour's drive to Bath. And when I was my first job in the army, I worked right by Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I would drive past Stonehenge twice a week.
Okay, yeah, kind of a historical. That's an historical location, and now you're working in one that has a lot of history and as a Johnson County Cattle War.
Yeah, it's great. I love hearing about the history, and I'm really lucky to be on the TA Ranch, which, as we all know, is the site of the Johnson County War.
Yeah.
So it's great to see the original barn. And actually work in the barn. I really enjoy that.
Now, I've been down there, and I've heard the stories from Kirsten's family, but have you seen any of the ghosts down there?
Yes.
You really have?
Yeah, so we have a ghost in the kitchen. And yesterday we were in the kitchen, and somebody kept putting all the timers on, and it wasn't any of us. So we're not really sure.
That's crazy.
I think
that's
the ghosts, maybe the ghosts were trying to give us a hint. They wanted us to make them something.
Oh, man.
But yeah, there's loads of history, and there's always noises in the barn.
Okay, now you've been to the United States 5 times. The last two right here in Johnson County. What about Johnson County? What about Wyoming that really interests Melissa from Great Britain?
So the first time I came to Wyoming was after I'd worked as a camp counselor at a summer camp in Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I did a 3-week traveling package. And I came through Wyoming, and I went to Devil's Tower. So I think I would have come right past Buffalo without really realizing it at the time. And I went to Yellowstone and to Jackson Hole. And I just thought this place was amazing, and I knew that I had to come back one day. But pretty much as soon as I graduated from university, I joined the Army. So I didn't have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime last year, I felt like I'd had enough of the Army, and I wanted a fresh challenge. So I thought I would go and work abroad. And the United States is my favorite country, and Wyoming is my favorite state, so it made a lot of sense just to come here.
And it's probably a big change of pace to work with the animals out on the ranch.
Oh, it is, yeah. I love working with the animals. I absolutely love the horses. They're my favorite part of the ranch.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So what's your long-term plans, Melissa?
Well, that all depends on the government.
You can't make long-term plans here on a visa, right?
No, not at the moment, but I feel like I'd really like to stay.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you here. Now, you, after the show, after you get off the air here with me, you've got some plans. You're going to be a different character.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Christmas elf, and we're going to be coming down into downtown Buffalo to do a little marketing for the ranch. We've got some flyers and some information for everybody that we think they might like to hear. So if you're in a business in Buffalo, you'll probably see me quite soon.
Okay. Hey, I'm getting a call. Maybe it's somebody who wants to talk to you, so let's find out. Sometimes it's just wrong call. You're on KBBS. Good morning. Good morning. See, sometimes it's a wrong number, and I've actually had people on the air like, I'm on the air? Yeah, you called my number. So you're going to be downtown, dressed as an elf.
Yes.
I'm sure that Kirsten's kind of be tagging along with you.
Yeah, she'll have to come and look after me.
Okay. All right. Well, again, beginning of Saturday and for the next 5 Saturdays, you're going to be doing four Saturdays after this week, right? No? Why? How did I come up with 5?
It's all right. You can't count. It's only 4.
Okay. So 4 Saturdays starting this Saturday is the high tea, which starts at when?
It's from 3 till 5. If you'd like to make a reservation, which we do prefer, you don't have to, but we prefer because then we can have everything ready for you, and it's all freshly made that day. So it's between 3 and 5.
Okay.
The best thing to do is to give us a call, or you can book on Yelp, have a look at our website, or you can message me on the Facebook page.
Okay. Now, what's the cost of the tea?
So it's $30 for adults and $15 for under 12s, and you get a lot of food for your $30.
Yeah. And it's a taste of Great Britain, right?
It certainly is.
Okay, Melissa, it's been great having you, a military veteran from the British Army, and she loves this country, loves Johnson County in Wyoming. We're glad to have you, and look forward to seeing you down at the TA Ranch, and I hope it's a success. I think the shuttles that you're going to run it will help a lot of people that maybe don't want to drive in the wintertime or drive at all, because some people live here in town, they don't have a car. This would be a perfect opportunity to get them out of town and see a great historical ranch with some great food.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks very much, Mark.
Okay, Melissa French, thanks for being on this morning. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.